is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel. That old wheel. Gonna roll more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Good morning, Remnant. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Oh, it's here in the summer. We're 50 degrees at the Radio Ranch. Cool. Had rain yesterday. I'm in a sweatshirt this morning here in the middle of summer with a good cup of coffee. But we are coming to you live this July 24th, 2021. We'll have the phone lines open in a little bit. And, John, good morning. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning.
And Brother Paul, as always, thank you for taking time to join us.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the Remnant. We thank you for tuning in, for having your coffee, having your Bible with you, and joining in for some good Christian fellowship with like-minded believers, looking at, well, some of the things that are happening in the world, and there's plenty happening, that's for sure. Well, John, would you open us up in prayer this morning, sir?
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, humbly, but also boldly claiming the promises that you've given us as the sons of God. Lord, we thank you for this time on Saturday mornings that you set aside for us, your people, who are called by your name to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds. Father, there's so much going on in the world today. We ask that you would help us to focus on those things that are important for your people, the Remnant, Lord, and that you would show us how they tie into biblical prophecy. Father, we're at the time where we need to be praying constantly, praying that you would remember grace and mercy and your wrath, and that you would find us, your people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. Praying that we hear ye, the Lord, and that when we do, we're obedient to whatever it is that you tell us. So we ask that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment. Father, I pray specifically for the patriarchs of the household throughout. throughout this country and the world that, or the family looks to them. But they are of no use unless they look to you for direction, for instruction, for the leading of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we ask that you would lead us, guide and direct us. Lord, we know that there's no greater weapon, offensively or defensively, than the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we also know that nothing but the blood of Jesus can save us. We thank you for the pastor that you put over this body of believers for 30 plus years, and for the conviction that you gave him regarding the truth, Lord. The truth of baptism for the remission of sins, and how you contact that precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood, and how once you do, that you are redeemed, purchased without money, out of this system of the world and into the heavenly kingdom system. Father, I pray even now that your word says in Hebrews 1:14 that we can call upon you to send myriads of angels out. And we do, Lord. We ask that you would send myriads of ministering angels out to those people that can come to repentance, those people that we can reach while there's still yet time. Send your guardian angels, Lord, to protect those that are yours, and your warring angels to continue to battle Leviathan in the high places. The devil knows that his time is short and that he's stepped up his game. And all of those that have made a deal with him, all of those minions, all of those sons of the devil, no longer hide what their purpose is, just as your word said would come true in the parable of the wheat and the tares. And the tares are sticking their heads up bold and brazen, proudly just proclaiming evil. We're in those days that you warned us about, when good would be called evil and evil would be called good. And Father, we stand on the promises. Lord, I pray that you would just focus our attention on the things that are important, first and foremost on the Word of God and on prayer. Second, on our wives and our children and all that you've blessed us with, Lord. Pray today for your people, the remnant. Malachi 3:10 says that if we're obedient to you and turn back to you, that you will open for us the windows of heaven and our blessings will be innumerable, and that you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will rebuke the devourer. We claim that promise, Lord, for ourselves and our families, all those that are yours. We pray all these things to you, our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who your word says is the only intercessor between man and God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, remnant, welcome. Saturday morning, July 24th, 2021. With a live program, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment, and, you know, usually you can strike up a conversation with somebody at least about the weather. They might not want to talk politics today. They might not want to talk religion today, or Christianity, or the invasion that's been going on in our nation all year across the southern border, or the almost destruction of some of the southern Texas towns. But you can usually talk weather, you know. How's the weather doing? Are you getting rain? Are you getting this or that? And it is even that, I think God is making the way available and paving the path, preparing the way for us to to give him glory in this weather that we're having. Saw a recent article, you know, talking about droughts throughout the years. Of course, the Dust Bowl back in the 1930s was a major drought here in this nation. And then in the 1950s, by the mid-1950s, drought had spread to like three-fourths of the United States. And then in the early 2000s, by 2012, that drought peaked about two-thirds of the U.S. was in drought. And then here we are about 9 years later, and if you look at the news, if you look in the agricultural catalogs, if you just look it up, again, about a third of the nation, the Southwest, including up until the Northwest now, where they don't have water for crops and things like that, is in a major drought. Major drought. There were places up in the Klamath River, up there, Klamath Falls, up in Oregon and Washington State, and that, you know, they have tens of thousands of acres of farmland that basically the farmers were told, well, we have no water this year. So the crops are in the ground, and there's no irrigation water being released because there's not any there. To water those crops, and when you see the drought map of the United States, then if you're watching the Weather Channel or something, the next one you see is the flood warnings in those same areas, and so it's today we have not only the drought, but the floods that are impacting the droughts. And so it's not that these nice gentle rains that prevent the droughts are coming, but they're coming torrentially. Many saw the some of the home videos of the cars just being washed down people's streets. And the flooding going not only here, but all over the country. Paul, you brought that up earlier this week. And we've seen the flooding, people dying in Germany and Belgium and all over Europe. This doesn't happen all the time, folks. It just doesn't.
Yeah, but a lot of this, California, especially in the West, California and Oregon and all that, a lot of it's been caused by demon rat policies and for one, two purposes, really. Number one, to promote their lie of climate change. We were talking this morning that only God controls the weather. A man can try all he wants, and you can believe in HAARP, and you can believe in all that stuff, but reality is God controls the weather. But you tell me why farmers can't have water when you got a river running right next to a town where, you know, 500 million gallons of water pass through it an hour or whatever it is. But they're not allowed by law to touch one drop of that water. So the aquifers that they've had, I was just reading this morning about a town there in Death Valley, right by California-Arizona border, that three of their wells have been deemed unsafe, so they had to shut them down, and they got one pump running 23, 24 hours a day to feed a town of 5,000 people because the California authority determined that their wells were not safe, you know. So a lot of what you see going on is caused by demon rat policies. The other thing is you don't think that they're trying to get the farmers not to be able to grow food.
Oh, absolutely.
They're trying to cause the famine. Now, there's not, don't get me wrong, I believe God is working through all of this, and the famine that's coming, and it is coming, is from God. And it's going to be a famine not only of food and water, but also of knowledge, which is what the Bible says.
Amen. Well, guys, let's try the phone line this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, guys. This is Terry from Oregon.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, I got a question, Terry, for you guys. I hope I get the right answer. I'm reading this book, USA Bible Prophecy. And I spent the week out at Christian camp with the kids. You know, I was working in the kitchen. And I'm trying to explain to my pastor, you know, what I'm reading. And I'm kind of getting the same response as it's an outward sign of an inner grace. And he's saying, we are spiritual Israel. And everything inside of me is screaming, I'm true Israel. Can you identify, separate those two for me, please? Spiritual Israel and true Israel.
Well, a big line that many say is that where the Bible says, well, that anyone who believes, you know, anyone who believes. And so then the natural human inclination is red and yellow, black and white. And
right.
And there is truth there. Okay. You know, there is truth there that the parable that Jesus, when he hid his treasure in the field, is the parable. Mm-hmm. And then the man sold everything he had to buy the field to get the treasure.
Right.
And, of course, that's God hiding his treasure, Israel.
Yes.
See, you have it that what people do is they don't read their Bible. They don't go back and see that Israel, the true Israel, was called the apple of God's mm-hmm. eye, and that was the treasure that was hidden in the field. And then what more could you give than your only begotten son?
Yeah.
And God gave everything for it. Now, he gave it all, and he purchased the field, which is the world. And so he purchased mm-hmm. all, but it was for his treasure. And then it's, you know, it's our responsibility as that treasure to be a blessing to all the world. And mm-hmm. if people are honest about it, and they don't care about being called a racist, and they don't care about being called a neo-Nazi, and they don't care about being called anti-Semitic, but they want to be biblically accurate, then they see that the Caucasian people, the Scandinavian, the Celtic, the Germanic, and kindred mm-hmm. people that settled this nation, even before they settled this nation, they were the ones fulfilling the Great Commission, and they were the only yeah. ones fulfilling the Great Commission. So they were the ones of the new covenant that had there in Hebrews 8 the new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And so it mm-hmm. doesn't say spiritual. It doesn't say that, you know. But Terry, that's, you know, that's a battle yep. Pastor Peters fought his whole preaching career, because
yep.
Because there are so many people that are just in, you know, that are deceived, or that are deceivers. And that's really something to understand, is that, you know, many are that way. They are either deceived, and God says, if you don't have a love for the truth, he will send a deluding spirit. And so they could be deceived. They could be deceivers when they argue with you on that. John?
Yeah, strong deluding spirit. I was just going to say, we're not going to resolve this in a couple-minute phone call in the morning, but Terry, we have lots.
Okay.
Information available that if you want to try to reach your pastor, but I'll tell you right now, trying to reach a Judeo-Christian pastor with the truth of the Israel truth is definitely an uphill battle. And what I found in the past is you're better off investing a few dollars in a book or some material and giving it to them. And if the Lord opens their eyes and they're hungering and thirsting for the truth, then you spend mm-hmm. the time to try to share the truth. But most of the time, it's a difficult battle
right
now. The fact that he said that it's an inward sign or an outward grace or whatever it was.
Inward sign of an outward grace. Yeah.
Yeah, which means he's...
It kind of follows that baptism thing, you know, with the thief on the cross and inward sign. I'm just...
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we got three tracks on baptism that I don't know mm-hmm. if you have them or you can sure get them, but they basically were Pastor Peter's debunks all of the lies.
Oh yeah.
Regarding baptism, and in my position is at this time, the most powerful thing we can do in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is to share the truth of how you contact that blood so that you are redeemed just out of this system and into the heavenly kingdom system. So you'd be better off spending your time right now, I think, explaining the truth about baptism, and then you know, the other thing is once you're properly baptized, you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and a lot of times the scales are removed from your eyes and your ears are unstopped,
yeah.
and you're able to hear mm-hmm. and see the truth. But until that point, you know, you're kind of, in a lot of ways, using time that we don't have in the 11th and three-quarter yeah. hours, my opinion.
Yeah, to waste my time on that stuff. Well, I do want to thank you guys for being there for me. I just get frustrated
thank you,
because
Terry.
I just don't know how to respond. I end up walking away.
Yeah, just
so thank you guys.
Call and we can let you know about some materials that you could offer to this gentleman if your desire is to try to reach him with the truth.
Well, I think I'm going to look for two or three witnesses, you know, kind of thing, so can't refuse that.
Amen.
But yeah, I have ordered a bunch of stuff. Richard has sent me a bunch of stuff, and nobody seems to want to respond to me on it.
It's kind of like welcome to the club, Terry. That's how so much of it is. But
yeah.
you know, it's the parable of the sower. You put the seed out.
Yep.
You put the seed out. Some falls on rocky ground, some falls on hard hearts, some falls mm-hmm. on fertile ground. We just put the seed out. And
all right.
That's really the way to look at it.
Thank you guys very much. God bless.
All right, Terry. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. It is that way. It is, and it can be frustrating. It certainly can.
Well, I was this morning that 83% of all of the people in Israel, the Israelites, have been vaccinated. And that also the statistic is that 83% of those who are testing positive with COVID are those that have been vaccinated. The other thing is I read an article this morning about the Pfizer COVID vaccines destroy every system of the human body, warns Israeli health experts. So, you know, I think I've said it before and I'll say it again. Basically, I believe that this vaccine is the end game. It's got nothing to do with the coronavirus. And that God in his infinite wisdom can use this vaccine to, number one, call those who hate him and his people, and number two, to call those that are lukewarm and playing church. If you have decided to participate in that science experiment, because it's not a vaccine, by their own definition, a vaccine would protect them from people who were not vaccinated. So don't call it a vaccine. Let's call it a science experiment, because that's what it is. They say that when you take that vaccine, you are agreeing to be a participant in their medical study, period. That's their
yes.
website, not my words.
Yes, it is.
And
it is that way.
The fact is that there are people who will be prideful, even Christians, even members of the remnant, who will not humble themselves and repent from turning to man's system, government, God, instead of him. And, I don't know what the consequences are, but I know that you can look to the cross. Nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save us. And what's interesting is that when you talk about these things, people get irate. And most of the time it's because either they have decided to participate in the science experiment or they have loved ones who have, and they don't want to hear it. They just want to hear that everything's warm and fuzzy and that these people made the right decision and that they're going to be just fine. And I don't believe that that's the case. That's not to say that we're not to pray for those people. We absolutely are, especially those that are deceived. But God seems to have shown me, at least, I believe, that this is an ingenious way, his way, to call many of those who are not in his kingdom.
Amen. Remit phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And Paul, you had mentioned before the program, Paul, about the just the weather that's crazy, and that it's just again, I think you'd mentioned an opportunity to, you know, again, to glorify God in it.
Absolutely. First of all, I think this whole thing is to keep you from looking to God. That's why they're telling you, blaming us for the weather stuff and like that. The book of Amos talks about weather. He says, I send rain here and withhold it here, and I send it here and I withhold it here, and still you not turn back to me. Well, we're getting to the point where you are going to recognize him for his power and glory and everything, and his ability to, you know, everybody think God is love, but God loves destroying his people if they won't keep his law. Deuteronomy 28:63 or 4, it says that. He delights in destroying his people if they won't obey him, and he has to. You know, I cannot protect my dog or my wife if they won't obey. If they will sit when I tell them to sit, I can save them. But if they push on in their own agenda, nothing I can do. And God is the same way. If we will not listen to him, he has to destroy us if we keep his integrity.
Yeah. Agreed. You know, you can see that they're inching towards or edging back towards the lockdown again. Here just this week, I was reading that St. Louis County and City is going to reinstitute the indoor mask mandate, and they recommend that you wear them outside as well if you're in groups, but it only takes one, and then they start to fall in line again. What's sad is I know a family that daughter is getting married here shortly, and the bride actually sent out to the bridegrooms, or to the bridesmaids, excuse me, that if you're not vaccinated, that you need to be vaccinated. Not really saying that you can't be in the wedding unless you are, but one step from that. And I know that the family's position is that they will not participate in the science experiment, and let them know basically that if that becomes a requirement to attend the wedding, that they won't be attending. But I mean, that's where we're at. You got grandparents that are getting vaccinated because the younger generation won't allow them to see their grandkids. It's a pretty sad situation, really, all around.
And they think they're doing right. They think that in their words, stupid old grandparents don't know any better, and that we now have modern science and blah blah blah, and they have just bought into the lie. You see it all over. That line, we've talked about it. That line is being drawn. That distinction. And we read that in the Bible, you know, goats to the left and sheep to the right. And what is that? It's not God it's not God's people that are making that great distinction, but it's the enemy. It's the enemy that's saying, oh, you will do this. You will be vaccinated. You will do these things. And you've got a lot of God's people saying, no, I'm not. They've learned, and they're saying no. A lot of them don't even know why, but they are. They're turning away from that.
You can see them trying to flip the narrative too now that the people who are vaccinated that are getting testing positive with COVID, and we all know the tests are a scam too, but anyways, the people who are testing positive that have been vaccinated, well, that's because it's the Delta variant.
Yeah.
They're not vaccinated against that. And you're going to need this booster shot. Well, we talked about this too, I think a week or two ago, that Pfizer was talking about how you're going to need this booster shot between 6 months and a year, you know, between it, and that it'll become an annual kind
annual,
of thing, just
yeah.
like your flu shot you'll have to get here. But now, initially, the CDC was against that, saying, oh, no, you know. But that's, if you look at it, that's how they do it, to get the camel's nose under the tent. They might fight against some sort of a vaccine for a little bit. But now the CDC has come out and said, yeah, we're in agreement that you need to get that booster shot because of this new variant. And,
right.
Another thing that I thought was interesting that most people haven't seen is that The CDC is saying that that new Delta variant originated right there in Branson, Missouri, you know, one of the conservative Bible Belt capitals of the country. And that the reason it's grown so much and started there was because there's such a large percentage of people who are not vaccinated in those areas.
Yeah, and if you look, like you mentioned, the CDC's own words, all of the COVID vaccines, every single one of them, the Pfizer, the Johnson & Johnson, all of them, they are only approved for emergency use only. Even today, that's where they stand. And so it's still part of, like you said, John, that science experiment. And it's more than just a science experiment. It's seeing who's going to go along, who's not. It is. I think, like you said, I think it's their end game. It's their plans for the final, kind of the final deal, to finally get their population reduction. And, you know, when we think of that, many times our people think, oh, well, they're going to come in and go through and have this massive, massive kill off. Well, our enemy thinks generationally. And so if they can do this to where it causes infertility, which we see that it does, and prevents certain races from reproducing, well, that basically that does what they want it to do. Because in another 20 years, in another 10 years, look at the change that we're seeing. You know, we've reported several times over the last few years that the white people in Europe, 20 years ago, they weren't producing enough people, having enough children to even maintain their status quo. And we're seeing the exact same thing here. We've been several years where the white non-Hispanic is how the Census Bureau puts it. The white non-Hispanic in America has not been having enough children to replace them. And, you know, you go back to the Song of Moses. God says he sets the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. And if the children of Israel ain't going to fill the land, by golly, he'll work it out where somebody does. And that's really, you know, all these things are factoring, you might say factoring against us, part of the battle against us. And not that our people need a lot of motivation to sin. It is that human nature. But the enemy sure puts it out. You know, they call evil good and good evil. You know, it's good to have children. It's good to have big families. I think, you know, growing up watching the Waltons on TV, you know, the big old family, and grandma and grandpa lived there and helped out a little bit. And it just, you know, that's God's plan. Now we're certainly, you know, it's not that when you do that, everything's going to be perfect. No, it's the issues get multiplied tenfold as well. Or ninefold, or twelvefold, yeah. Or however many you have, but that's part of his plan. You know, it's a patriarchal society and a family society. And anyway, well, let's try the phone lines again.
The reality is,
yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, it's Anders out in Nebraska.
Good morning, Anders.
I had a little comment to make about what you were just saying about population. I was recently listening to an old interview that Pastor Earl Jones did during one of the Rocky Mountain Family Bible camps, and it was on Christian survival. It was like a 2-hour thing, and one of the things he talked about, several things like nuclear fallout and all that stuff, and he had a segment on racial survival for the white Western European. And This was like back in 1985, and he was saying that by the year 2020, the white race will be a minority in the world or something like that, and heard that recently, and I thought, huh, wow, he's pretty on the mark as far as predicting dates.
Yes. Yes. Well, and in the United States, the white Western European is now the majority of the minority. There is no majority in the United States anymore because of the plurality of, and if they were all following, if they were all Christian, that'd be one thing. But they're not. They're not. Mm-hmm. And it's because our people don't lead the way in doing that.
And it doesn't help either that they're trying to get now where Hispanics are considered to be white people. So anymore now, when you look at the population numbers, you really don't know how many actual white people there are if they're counting the mixed races into it.
Right. That is true. Anders, thanks for the comment.
All right. Have a good morning. God bless.
You too.
Thank you.
Young man going to school up in northern Nebraska.
The CDC, basically, if you read, if you get on their website and you read the material, they basically tell you that if you participate in the science experiment, then you're basically, if you take the vaccine, they say that you're basically participating in this medical study. So that alone should wake people up. But the other thing I was reading that was significant is early on in this plandemic, the CDC, who has no authority whatsoever, came out and said that it was illegal to evict anyone who wasn't paying their rent. And granted, there was people who needed help, and I would bet, because I was one of them, a landlord who knows God, who is a godly man, would work with those people who genuinely had hardships based on the results of this plandemic. But there were those who took total advantage of that. A lot of them, even when they got their stimulus checks, would go and blow it on whatever personal pleasures that they wanted, and not even try to catch up their responsibility to pay the landlords. But what they don't tell you is that those landlords, those mom and pop family operations, maybe only have one investment or two investments that they consider their retirement, because they don't trust the federal government with regards to the Ponzi scheme of Social Security. Those people, they didn't get any break from the banks. They still had to make their payments on time. And in order to do that, a lot of them tried to find additional work and whatever it was. But now an appeals court just ruled that the CDC did not have authority to do that. Well, what good does that do when the banks have already foreclosed on those properties? And it's all part of the master plan to transfer the wealth, to steal,
yes,
steal and destroy.
Yes, it is. It's part of that great reset. There was an article earlier this year that told that very thing. They were interviewing a person and saying, yeah, this great reset, this fourth industrial revolution is how they called it. It's the merging. John, you brought it up many times, and this is part of it, of the technology with humankind. That's that merging. And
AI.
And yeah, the AI is part of it. The 5G, the COVID vaccine, all of it is. And he said in the interview that, yeah, basically it will eliminate the middle class. You will have the rich elite that own everything, and then everybody else. And he just says it in the article. We reported on it. And that's one of the communist goals. Eliminate the middle class. America is that's one of the things that America was built on. Let's try the phone lines again. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee.
Good morning, Richard. This is Tom from New Jersey.
Good morning, Tom.
I'd like to follow up on what Dee was speaking about last week on the show. She was talking about the fetal tissues and the vaccinations.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes.
And my take, I watched a video by Clinton Richardson, and it's a long video about vaccination, and he was talking about how in Pennsylvania back in the late 60s, early 70s, they were experimenting with fetal tissue in the vaccinations. And they had to go to Sweden, the only place where it was legal to abort people, or babies, and they were getting the fetal tissue from Sweden and bringing it to America, in Pennsylvania. And my thought was that they made that law in 1973 to legalize killing babies, or as she said very rightfully, murdering babies for the fetal tissue to put it into vaccinations. Now, it's been my impression that the reason why they passed that Roe v. Wade thing was so they could get these fetal tissues made in America rather than have to import them from Sweden, which was expensive and complex. And I just wanted to pass that along because I think this was well planned out in advance, that's why they... And I always wondered why the abortion issue was so critical that we could not overturn that thing, because I didn't think it was just about murdering babies. I thought it had something more to do with the vaccinations. And that's why I think that this vaccination thing with this COVID hoax is so important, because they want to get that shot into every single person to, as Dee was saying, changing our DNA and making us less than what God created. I just want people to be aware of that thought process and do your own exploring on the issue if you can. All right. Thank you so much, Richard. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. But, you know, the added bonus is the sacrifice of the innocent child to the demonic forces of hell, the demon rats, that's their religion. That's what you need to understand. And something Pastor Peters pointed out a long time ago was that you watch anytime there's something in an election that's important to the people, critically important, there'll always be some sort of an abortion issue on that ticket, and that brings the Antichrist out of the woodwork to vote for their religion,
right?
With regards to whatever it is that's taking place at that point.
And that's what
the blood
it is
too. Remember that.
That's right. Their religion.
Life is in the blood.
You know, way back in Psalms 83, the prayer of David, "Don't you see, O Lord, what your arrogant enemies are doing? They devise crafty schemes against your people, laying plans against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of its existence." This was their unanimous decision. And then it goes on and lists all. And that's their plan. That was their plan then. And that is still their plan now. And imagine, you know, one of the reasons that they have been so successful is that most Christians today don't even realize they're in a war. You know, how would it have been in World War II if the American people didn't realize that Japan was at war with them? That Japan wanted to destroy them, wanted to wipe them off from the face of the earth. What if Americans never realized that? They wouldn't have built planes. The American youth would not have volunteered to go and to fight against this enemy. And America would have lost the war. You know, when you're at war and one side's fighting and one side's not, well, you know, common sense kind of tells you how that's going to work out. But the people understood they were at war then. But today, as Tom says, you know, the abortion, that just works all the way around for good for the enemy.
But that abortion issue is not even a debatable issue. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. No, that's
right.
No matter. But see, they get you talk under certain conditions. And we talking way too much about what they're doing, because I have personally been trying to live Revelation 18, cut myself off of Babylon so I don't suffer a sudden and swift destruction. Now, somehow I plan on being a survivor because I'm standing on the promises of God. And we got a bunch of steeple houses around here that are riding the fence that are worthless and leading people right into destruction. And this is the problem. I don't give a crap what CDC said. Early on, they said 94% of the people were from dying under underlying causes. Did anybody hear it? No. But they see it's dominating on the TV. All you hear about is vaccinations and this online gambling. That's all they do. They have not touched any of this global flooding and destruction that's going on with the wrath of God, because they don't want to report it, because you might catch on, you know. And we need to stand on the promise of God, because I don't give a crap what they're doing. Now, you can go back and look in history. Remember when we had the post office? Well, they took the eagle off the post office and turned him sideways, put the crow on. Now we have the postal service. If it's not office, it's not legitimate. And it's right in plain sight if you can see it. You know, but yeah, they've been trying to destroy the right race since the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
You know, because if we knew who we were and what we are, remember Kiplinger, when a Saxon begins to hate, crap hits the fan, and we need to wake up.
Amen.
You know, when we, you know, we have to pose it, you know, we are that people. Now, that's a tough sell, because everybody believes that Israelis are them people. They're not them people. Look at the fruit. They're nothing but destruction. You see, they've infiltrated our government. They've infiltrated our churches. You know, if you're in a 501c3 church where your gifts are tax deductible, you're in a whorehouse. Because they have attached themselves, and at Revelation, they've attached themselves to the whore of Babylon. And this whole system, a judge don't make law. He's supposed to be a referee to make sure the law is carried out. They don't make law. They can declare it, and the people, oh, well, you know. Abortion is not even an option. It's not even a debatable option.
No. But it's a win-win for the enemy and a lose-lose for us.
But they always want to drag you off. Well, what about under these conditions? That ain't even an issue. You know, you got to stay right on point. So people are so easily let off point. It's pathetic.
Boy, you're right. You know, as far as you see that in the media, you see that in the news reports and what's coming out, the big focus on either the vaccinations, the need, or the CRT, this critical race theory. And that's what's, and I don't want to get off on that, but that's what's just being pushed and promoted. What you're not seeing, like you said, Paul, the flooding going on all over the world, the flooding in the middle of drought here in this nation. We're right in the middle of, you know, the potential for one of the absolute worst fire seasons we've ever had. And every year it's that way. It's worse and worse and worse. And none of that's being reported on, because that is the wrath of God that's being poured out on the people. And that's not being reported on. And even the results of the election fraud that went on this last presidential election, that now here months later, a year later, they're coming out that, oh, well, we checked these machines and we checked this program, and yeah, they were wrong. And you're seeing more and more of the, you know, the alternative media outlets coming out with that, not just repeating the same thing, but it's like it just doesn't matter. See, the truth anymore just doesn't matter.
Even watching alternative is dangerous, because I talked to this guy today. He's watching all the alternative, and they're leaving him. He's got a lot of truth, but they lead him off track.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he came out of the Catholic Church recently, you know, but now he's on to all this other stuff. And I gave him a book of being baptized, and he needs to be baptized, become a Christian, and quit worrying about all this crap that they're doing.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. That's the most important thing we can do is fulfill the Great Commission, share the gospel, share the truth, get people to contact that blood so that they can be redeemed and removed from this system.
But a lot of these alternatives are just as bad as the main line. I mean, you know, you gotta know Scripture if you're going to survive this thing. You know, standing on the promises of God. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. I probably feel less that I know less into the future holds than I ever did in my life, and I used to think I did.
Yeah.
But I do know who's in control. I do know who's driving the bus, and he's driving my bus. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of casualties. Just like you talked about this guy not being able to go to the wedding or whatever because they're drawing a line. The thing of it is that if you love your children, your wife, or anything else more than God, you're not fit for the kingdom. If they say, well, no, and I can't come, and you're going to stand on the word of God. And that's a testimony.
Yes.
And somebody will hear.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, my grandson is in the Army, and it's just a flat, big joke. He came home for the 4th of July, and they were harassing him because he wouldn't get vaccinated. And then, well, he did let him go anyway, and he come back a week early, so he only got 1 week instead of 2 weeks. He come back, he says, they wouldn't even know if I wasn't here. You know, they give him his birthday off. It's a 9-to-5 job, and they're just killing time is what they're doing. It ain't the Army that my brother and all these other people in. It's just not the Army because it's a 9-to-5 job, and it's just a zoo. The war's in the needle.
Yep. Well, Remnant, do want to encourage you. We are still seeing people come for baptism. Got a call. We're setting it up out in Tennessee to get a new listener baptized that came to the realization that, hey, I need to be baptized, and I don't need to wait. And so we've got that in the works. And you know, Remnant, it's because of your support that things like that come about. It is. It may not be what we talk about here on Saturday morning all the time at Push It, but the Scriptures for America Network is broadcasting out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on shortwave, on the internet. When the phone is working, it's going out on the phone line where you can tune in and listen. And that's because of your support, because of your ties and support of this ministry, that we continue to do that. And no, the masses, haven't come yet. I think that we will see a huge change. It won't be everybody. The Bible goes, you know, all through. It's the remnant, as Isaiah 51 says, that will return. The remnant will return.
Yeah.
And think of, there's more and more of that happening.
Think of the ramifications of this science experiment vaccine. If all of the military is forced to take this science experiment, participate in it, and then it is this diabolical plot to reduce the population. How vulnerable is our country going to be if all of those people who participated in that are affected adversely, which I absolutely believe 100% that's the plan.
It is their plan, but it ain't going to make it.
Yeah, amen to that.
No.
Amen to that. You know, Remnant, read the Psalms.
Exciting times.
Read Psalms 91. It is. It is. You know, that's not just a story. It's not just a fable or just a bit of poetry that 1,000 may fall at this side and 10,000 on the other side, but it won't come unto you. And that the plague will not come near your tent. that is for today. That is a promise of God. It's as simple as that. For, not for everybody, for those that abide in the shelter of the Almighty. And so, if you do, you have
nothing
that promise.
But the blood of Jesus.
That's right. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Even back there in Psalms. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Thanks for joining us. And Remnant, we do want to invite you to church tomorrow. And the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Hey, there's been some flooding down there on the Poudre River just a few miles from the church. Those flash floods in a drought that we talked about. It's hitting close to home, I can tell you. But the good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to be at church in the morning. And we invite you. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org. Starting at 8:30 Mountain Time, that's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast, and we invite you to join us. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth. Brother Jonathan, looking forward to your live message. We'll have communion, and give you an opportunity to well, like Paul, you said, and from Revelation 18, to come out of her, to step away from this world and the madness of the world and the thinking, to step away from the spirit of Egypt, because that's what's on the land today, the spirit of Babylon, and to get your batteries recharged, to spend some time with like-minded Christians hearing the Word of God. So we do. We encourage you to join us. Again, that's at scriptures4america.org. You can click on the live video stream. And Jason's done a great job in getting the websites back up. You can click on and see last week's message if you missed it. And then remember, we record it on a DVD and send hundreds of those out on Monday. So if you'd rather get a DVD, you can get in contact with us, and we'll be glad to do that for you. Well, men, thanks a lot. We'll see you at church tomorrow in Remnant. God bless.
I was sure by now that you would have reached down and wiped our tears away. Stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands. Praise the God who gives and takes away.